7:38, 101 KDWB.
We're back off hold now. We've got Jim Johnson and the Brews are on the line who work at our sister radio station, WLLZ in Detroit, Michigan.
Hey, wait a minute. You guys are the sisters. Hey, yeah. As a matter of fact, we saw that 200,000 Minnesotans marched on Washington yesterday.
Yeah, those are Homer Hankies, okay? Yeah, I think Homer we've already Hankies. Talked about that.
Did you see that? 200,000 Minnesotans in Washington.
They're waving their homo towels.
Listen,
we saw a couple of orange...
Sewed them together and made a quilt.
We saw a couple of... We saw some orange towels being waved for just a little while last night. What was that all about?
Orange towel?
You guys throwing in the towel yet?
No, we have not thrown in the towel yet.
Listen,
we have Doyle Alexander today, Jack Morris, who won't lose two in a row.
Won't get the chance.
The Homo Dome there coming up for
what
game
do you guys
six?
Have for game seven? We were just trying to figure that out.
Game
we're
seven?
Trying to figure out when it gets to game seven, who might be the likely pitchers.
Well, according to my schedule, game seven of the World Series is October 25th, and who knows who will be pitching that one.
Hey, listen, we'd just like to congratulate your biggest fan, Kirk Gibson. Who likes to stand at the plate and watch strikes go by.
We thought we'd send a bar of soap till somebody can wash that guy's mouth
what a
out.
Filthy man he is.
Well, I'll tell you what, he did watch one go by last night, didn't he?
Yeah, he sure did. Look, here's the thing. We didn't want
to... See, it's dramatic. We did the same thing to Toronto last weekend, or last week. You got to realize that. Oh, we like a little drama here in Detroit. We get our backs to the wall and we pull it out. Three straight.
Well, we didn't want to rub it in or anything. What we did want to do was, if we could...
And just jack up the bet just a little bit more.
Just a wee bit. What we want this time is one of Tom Monahan's famous Domino's pizzas with everything.
Oh, that's no problem.
Is that okay? And
well, we can't fly it in on the chopper, though.
That's okay. We'll take
stretching things a little bit.
We'll take it UPS. I don't care if it's melted or not.
No problem. We'll handle that.
And should you happen to come back and win those three games, we'll throw in a Bernatello's pizza from St. Paul.
Valerie Bernatello? I didn't know she was from St. Paul.
And is your announcer George Kell? Is he back from that hall party that he was doing Kessler's at over the weekend?
Hey now.
Yeah, Kessler's and Schmidt beer.
They went upgrade. They went to Schaefer.
Yeah, 3-2.
Well, guys, we'll be in front of the tube this afternoon, and we'll be watching you.
We'll be watching you as well, and I hope all your fans make it back from Washington, D.C. tonight for Game 6.
Those are Homer Hankies.
Homer Hankies. We'll be waving them at you.
Watch out for some rear-enders on the highway.
All right, we'll talk to you too soon. Bye-bye.
That's our sister radio station in Detroit, Jim Johnson and the Bruiser at WLLZ.
And looks like they're getting ready.
Yeah, you can tell it's turned to a lot of talk on their end.
Oh, it sure has. Yeah, they're calling up that brewery. Send some signatures down Minneapolis. 741 at 101 KDWB. Good morning. KDWB, there it is, the Starship, and nothing's going to stop us now.
Kinda what like a great that. Song, and I'll tell you, talk about being on your way.
Yeah, what an appropriate song for the Minnesota Twins. Championships like this, because they happen so rarely, bring out the best in good writers. And both the newspapers in town have their share of good writers. Klobuchar has a real good... There's some good prose in the paper this morning. They did it by winning the American League pennant Monday, which on a scale of probability is the same as Humpty Dumpty reaching the summit of Mount Everest. And then inside we go here to a couple of other ones. He goes on to say, does this make any sense? Sure it does. If you don't believe in that, you don't believe in the red-nosed reindeer either. This is a team whose greatest star, Kirby Puckett, could be mistaken for an overweight carryout boy at a supermarket.
Who's this guy chuckling in the background?
And one more here real quick. One more. This is the part where I thought it was kind of nice. They showed the replay of Bert Blyleven promising fans a pennant, and sure enough, he delivered. But it's kind of funny because on that same page, 6A, is an article by Howard Sinker, and sure enough, it's about a good friend of ours, Scott O'Connell. How about that, Scott?
Isn't that something? I'm right above the picture of Harmon Killebrew, who looks remarkably like Rick Renick.
Yeah, it's funny. The third base coach here is not Harmon Killebrew, but he's listed as Harmon Killebrew.
It's because Killebrew doesn't have any sport coats like that, Scott.
Yes, he does. He used to work for Foreman and Clark.
So So tell me what it was like at the Twins front office yesterday as you guys were watching the game.
Oh, it was a lot of fun. It really was. I guess the only thing is that it was nice to be with the people you've been working with all year long and trying to make this thing come true, to finally celebrate with them a little bit.
There's a lot of people, too, that have been there for an awful long time. Don Cassidy and then Pearl, too. She's been there. She started there when the Twins were last in the World Series.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, quite a few of the people are still there from the Washington Senator days. Well, actually, I shouldn't say quite a few. There's a lot of them are not there anymore, but there's a few people there have been there since the days when the Twins first came to town.
There wasn't a dry eye in the house. Did you get a chance to spend any time with the players before or after they took the field?
Afterwards, yeah, I had a chance to exchange a few words with Gaetti and Tom Kelly. Tom Bernanski is the one.
Well, wait, Tom Kelly, that would have been a few words, right? Very few.
I said, congratulations, Skipper. Yeah, thanks.
Well, he probably had a mouthful of chaw, so.
Yeah, right.
But I did get a chance to talk to a few, Kent Herbeck and a couple, and it was such an exciting night. Now, you were there, Buck. You were down in the field because you came down here with me.
You know, let me tell you something, Scott.
I was going to say, if
once again, if Buck mentions the fact that I was there, but the problem was I was last one there, O'Connell, and trying to hook up with you guys, you know where I ended up?
Behind the post up in the upper deck.
No, did you see the guy waving in front of the scoreboard? That was me. That was me. I was the last one, and I had to shut all the doors.
By the way, if you want to follow along with us, there is a picture of O'Connell in the paper. It's right behind Rick Renick, otherwise known as Harmon Killebrew, behind his right ear. On the other side of...
Between the ear and the microphone off the camera.
Yeah,
I'm the guy with the hair, in comparison.
In fact, we've already drawn
a bow and arrow
through your head.
Yeah.
And all that. So the players are pretty happy then?
Oh, yeah, tremendously so. How can you not be?
Was it unexpected? They expect that kind of a crowd last night?
We expected, roughly speaking, anywhere between... I predicted 25, and some people were saying, no, we'll get 30. And I even heard one person say, I doubt very much if we'll get 10. Well, obviously, we did not expect the kind of crowd that we got.
About 55,000.
It was actually more than that, Buck, because as you well know, that they were filling in the aisles, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
It was, a fire chief could come by any time and close that place down.
Well, he was busy doing that at Hubert's. So.
But I do want to say thank a couple of people if you give me the opportunity to. I want to thank, of course, all the fans who were there last night and all the people that turned out this year for what was an exciting season. And most of all, I'd like to thank you and Chris because you guys have been supporting us since you hit town a few years ago from Milwaukee. You've been Twins fans all along. You come to all the games, and you've always got a kind word to say for us. And as far as I'm concerned, you guys are aces.
O'Connell, do I owe you money for this now?
In fact, you do. And the address is...
You
just sent to the phone number. You're always giving that out.
Well, listen, you can call and congratulate Scott O'Connell personally at 375-7450 a little bit later on this morning. But don't call before noon because I'm sure he probably won't check into work until then. Congratulations to everybody there in the front office. Pass it along for us, will you?
Will do, Buck.
And good luck on Saturday night. We'll see you at the Dome.
Hey, I got to tell you something. I came home last night and there was more than a dozen messages of old friends who are looking me up. I think they all just want to say hi.
Right. Oh, yeah, sure they do. Well, you better get back to them real soon.
Yeah, that's it. Go sit outside Dayton.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Hang on a second, brother.
7:43. Don't forget, the easy money song for this hour is The Time Doing Jungle.
Champion Auto Stores, wherever you live, wherever you drive. Champion saves you more. We are the pros on your side.
October is National Car Care Month, and Champion Auto Stores is celebrating with our You Oughta Care Sale. Stop in and save on all the items you need for your car. And while you're there, pick up your free I Love My Car bumper sticker and register to win a 1988 Mercury Cougar and $5,000 cash. That's right, Champion Auto Stores and Kitten TV Channel 29 are giving away a Cougar and $5,000 cash. Register to win at any participating Champion Auto Store or Kitten TV Channel 29. Stop in for the details. 29 finalists will be announced on Channel 29. Show your car you care and save money by doing it during Champion Auto Store's You Oughta Care Sale. But hurry, sale ends Saturday, October 17th.
Who's going to help you select a diamond when you buy? Who are the people? They surely should know something about diamonds. They should be experienced, knowledgeable professionals, not just commissioned sales clerks without specialized training. At Unique Diamond Centers, it's not only our diamonds that shine, it's our highly trained professional specialists that shine too. Then, there's the exciting new Unique Gold Credit Card that does its share of shining. Come in now. Get your application for Unique's all-new credit card that will give you pre-approved instant credit. How helpful you'll find the Gold Card's instant credit with the Christmas shopping season just around the corner. Who should you look to for valuable, personalized, professional assistance when you set out to buy your diamond? Unique, of course. Remember, customer satisfaction in a Unique diamond is a promise that's guaranteed. Unique Diamond Centers, nearby at Eden Prairie Center, Maplewood Mall, and Burnsville Center.
101 KDWB has a policy of limiting winners to one prize every 14 days. The reason is so everyone else has a much better chance to win. Fair contests on the music and cash leader, KDWB.
On KDWB, it's exactly 7:47, let's call it. Good to see that you've woken up and made it to the show, made it to work. Are you at work yet?
Pat, are you at work or where are you?
No, I'm at home. In fact, I had a hard time waking up. I was up late watching 10-11.
We were all up late last night.
We were all having a hard time getting up this morning.
Well, my husband had the day off because he's a postal employee, so we pulled out the couch and became couch potatoes for the afternoon. It was great.
Wasn't it fun?
It really was.
Jeez, it's been so long since we've been able to do that.
It was great. It was really fun.
And, you know, you could probably do that, too, on Saturday. Just have them go over to work, punch in, and come back and watch the game and, you know.
Come on, don't say that. Those guys work hard.
I know. No, actually, I know they do.
You know, be one of those situations, Pat, where you'll always remember where you were when the Twins clinched it yesterday. And kind of like you'll always remember this moment because you won the $101.
Oh, great.
The day after the Twins clinched.
Yeah, so when some like radio talk show says, where were you, you know, when they clinched Penny, you go, well, I was listening to KDWB and I won $101.
So drop the phone.
Then I dropped the phone.
You're like the Twins. You're so excited. We won.
.1 KDWB at 7:53. It's Buck and O'Connor here on the morning after the big celebration. And you know, I'm confident, too, that O'Connor, I know that I talked to a couple of the players afterwards. You know, for instance, Tanya Puckett, when she came over to me on the field, she hugged me, and she broke out into tears. And then she said, you know, Kirby could have never done it without that milk. You know, because as I do, when we had her on the show, she called him up before that afternoon game and said, what are you going to have, honey? And she said, no, she called him Boo. What are you going to have, Boo? And he said, I'm going to have some donuts and milk.
Mm-hmm.
That's how he warms up for a big game. And you know that he did that yesterday because he said he does that for every day game. And then she goes, I love you, Boo. And he goes, like the typical male, I got to go.
Well, listen, you know the Twins will be waking up this morning to, settle their nerves, settle their stomachs.
Yeah.
And be having a nice, tall, frothy glass of milk.
Yeah, it'd probably be a good idea to shake it up and make it frothy because those bubbles tend to soothe, you know, and calm your nervous stomach. And I tell you what, my stomach is a little nervous, too.
You know that we don't want to have upset tummies this morning.
Yeah, I'll tell you why my stomach's a little nervous because I sold somebody some of my playoff tickets for 6 and 7, and he's bringing them back, and he wants his refund now. I don't want to have the money.
Yeah.
Anyway, portions of this message have been brought to you with the sanction of, first of all, the American League, also the American Dairy Association.
And the Minnesota Dairy Promotion Council.
Who say, make it milk, won't you? At 7:54, it's time to check into the news bullpen. And sure enough, to deliver the third strike, it's the news terminator.
Linda,
I've been loosening up here.
News terminator Evans.
Thank you. Clear skies, 39, gorgeous day in the city. It's all the way up to 75 today. A capacity crowd of about 50,000 fans packed the Metrodome last night to welcome home the victorious Minnesota Twins. Twins won the American League pennant yesterday by beating the Detroit Tigers 9-5 at Tiger Stadium. It's the first time the Twins will be in the World Series since 1965. Hundreds of Minnesota Twins fans, thousands in fact, are in line this morning waiting for first crack at World Series tickets. Tickets for the first two games of the World Series go on sale in just a few minutes at 8 o'clock this morning at Dayton stores in the Twin Cities and in Rochester. The Twins' opponent will be either the St. Louis Cardinals or the San Francisco Giants. San Francisco leads St. Louis 3-2, with Game 6 set for tonight. Minnesota Governor Perpich watched the Twins take the pennant from the Detroit Tigers along with Michigan Governor Jim Blanchard yesterday. Perpich won a playoff bet with Blanchard. Blanchard will be making a contribution to food shelves in Hibbing, Minnesota. Chimera Theater's Board of Directors voted yesterday to curtail the current season and seek legal advice on dissolving the 18-year-old St. Paul Theater. The newest shopping center in the Twin Cities opened yesterday. The Conservatory on Nicollet Mall opened its doors amid a celebration complete with confetti, giant ribbons, and plenty of balloons. And finally, Don Fleming of Morrisville, Vermont, won the prize for the largest pumpkin at the Topsfield, Massachusetts Fair. His pumpkin weighed 604 pounds. That weight also broke all national records. We'll check out the forecast next.
When your car needs service, there are lots of places you can take it. You can take it to places that are fast.
I wanted a fast oil change, so I went to one of those quickie places. They tried to sell me a breather filter, a PCV, something. My quick oil change cost over $50.
You can take your car to places that specialize.
My car needed a tune-up, so I went to a tune-up place. But it ran worse afterwards. They blamed the carburetor, said they don't do carburetors, said they weren't qualified. That's one thing they got right.
You can even take your car to places that are cheap.
I couldn't believe their prices. Afterwards, I couldn't believe what they did to my car. Boy, you sure get what you pay for.
Or you can take your car to places that are good, like your 120 new car dealers in Minneapolis-St. Paul. Your new car dealers have up-to-date equipment to diagnose what's wrong and skilled mechanics and quality parts to make it right. They can sell you a new or used car, lease you a car, and fix your car so it runs right. The next time your car needs service, just go to a dealer.
When you're driving, sure does cost a lot. Gas and parking, it takes all you've got. There's a way to save some cash and keep your oh so cool. It's so easy. Everybody in the pool. Express yourself. Minnesota ride share. Express yourself. The pool. It's so simple. It's completely free. Just call 349 IIDE. We can help you save some cash and keep you oh so cool. It's so easy. Everybody in the pool. Express yourself. Minnesota ride share. Express yourself.
Money with Minnesota Rideshare. Just call 349-RIDE and express yourself.
It's 7:58 at 101 KDWB with Buck and O'Connor. I don't know. I'm just so nervous. I got the sugar shakes. You know that? Did you realize that? I couldn't put anything.
See, that's what happens when you go on like 2 hours of sleep.
Man, oh man, people.
People go all night last night at the dump. People going, what time you got to get up tomorrow? Well, the same time as always. Our shift doesn't change just because the Twins win the pennant. Mm. And so that's the problem, you get on no sleep. Linda, I'm sure you suffer from that same ailment.
No, she's the Terminator. She has nerves of steel.
That's true.
Scott, how's traffic
Let me
right
give
now?
One of those looks.
Metro traffic report brought to you by the University of Minnesota Hospital and Clinic. Cedar Avenue northbound at 66th Street. Report of an accident. We're sending a unit to check on it. Up north, we have some heavy traffic. Pete Bush is flying over it.
Traffic levels continue to move very slow down below me on the north end. 694 eastbound from 169 all the way to Brooklyn Boulevard, where you're finding very heavy levels. Unit 7 airborne for Metro traffic.
Twin stalls. One Highway 5 at Century. The other 55 westbound at the crosstown. Both of them blocking the left turn lane. Halloween's a fun time for kids. Inspect all trick-or-treat candy before allowing children to eat it. This message brought to you by the Variety Club Children's Hospital at the University of Minnesota. I'm Scott Combs for KDWB-FM.
Thank you, Scott. Our forecast.
Linda?
What?
Did you want to know the Easy Money song for next hour?
Yeah, what is it?
Would you please write this down? Please.
It's Holiday from the Other Ones. You know what?
No, the Holiday.
Holiday. Got it.
Before 9 o'clock, okay?
Got it. Okay. Hey, it's 8 o'clock. You know what that means? Dayton's is open. Dayton's is open. Our forecast calls for mostly sunny skies. A high around 75 today. Variable cloudiness. Maybe a few sprinkles tonight. Tonight's low 43. Partly cloudy and 60 tomorrow. And for Saturday, the first day of the World Series right here in the Twin Cities. Mostly cloudy, a high in the mid-50s. It's 8 o'clock. Clear skies and 39 in the Twin Cities. I'm Linda Evans, KDWB News.
The most music without all the talk. KDWB FM. Richfield, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Rev it up, have a wild night. Rev it up, and never see a red light in the streets. Have a wild night. Rev it up, and never see a red light.
Here's a bouncing ball towards the hole. Gagne back to answer. Throw back to second. He got him. There's an outstanding play by Greg Gagne.
In the night is calling. Come on and get your feet on up. It's time to fuel and get it going. Come on and turn the heat on up now. Don't just say it, don't say it sound. Take control cause you earned the right. Don't you hold back, don't you worry. Give it up tonight.
Batter Lombardozzi. Kirby Puckett.
Bars on second and third, one out. Fourth week wins. Whitaker takes one inside to throw the third, and he is out. They picked off Darrell Evans to third base. One ball and two strikes to Kirk Gibson. As Reardon leans in to take the sign, here's the set and the pitch. First strike, three call, a breaking ball, they got him looking. Reardon gets Gibson looking to end the game. Wins take a 3-1 lead in the series.
The night is called. Come on and get your feet on up now. It's time to feel it and get it go. Come on, turn the heat on up now. Looking for some action. We gonna start a chain reaction. Let's go out, go swim, have a wild night. Rev it up and never see a red light.
Five on the deep left.
Have a wild night.
Paid my dues time after time.
All right, 101 KDWB. And it's 8:07. We just got done off the phones. First of all, a couple of things are happening today, O'Connor. We are getting calls from relatives we never knew we had, and friends that apparently we went to grade school with, but don't realize.
Boy, I tell you, you lose touch with folks that you haven't talked with in, say, 10, 15 odd years, and all of a sudden, hey,
how's it going? How you doing?
And then the next question is, you don't got any tickets, do you?
You guys got tickets? Yeah, so we're doing that, and not only that, but it's kind of fun. The other thing is kind of fun. There's a lot of radio stations that are calling us today, and from around the country, just to see what it's like to be champions. And
we just got a call
the champions.
From a couple of guys up in Idaho, and they said, "What's it like? How do you have that feeling of a championship feeling?" And our best advice was get yourself a major league ball team and move it up there to Butte,
Lewiston.
Lewiston, right. Idaho, is that where they're calling from, man? And then you get that feeling.
Yeah, but it takes a while. Give it or take 17 years. Anyway, it's a fun feeling. The Easy Money song for this hour, we haven't forgotten those of you who could use some World Series money, and believe me, the purse is quite high this year.
The tune you're listening for is called Holiday. It's by the other ones. You know?
Yeah, and it's good for $101. The purse is high, but that's okay because... the winners share in everything. It's 8:08 now at 101 KDWB with Buck and O'Connor.
Light.
Sure.
The long gull flies swiftly.
He knows where the fish are.
The quicksilver
Okay, do you have it?
What?
The answer. How we put an end to having the same old chicken dishes day after day.
Yes. Kemp's Crab Delights.
Crab Delights, huh? What is the plan?
Easy. Whenever you use chicken, you just substitute Kemp's Crab Delights.
Sounds too easy.
And yet, they are very easy. Fully cooked, ready to use.
So?
So, you just put them in your favorite chicken recipes instead of chicken.
The elegant taste of crab instead of chicken. I think I like this plan.
And Kemp's Crab Delights are made from steam-baked Alaskan whitefish that's vacuum-packed for freshness.
Oh, fresh idea, comrade.
And nutritious, too. Oh, yeah, Crab Delights are even lower in fat and cholesterol than chicken. Yet they are, how you say, a change of face?
Change of pace. Good work. Now, where do I find these Kemp's Crab Delights?
In your grocer's refrigerated fresh meat case. Or find a woman...
You've never seen anything like it. The Kenmore Laundry Spectacular at Sears. With outstanding values on a great selection of Kenmore washers and dryers. America's bestsellers. And now, for 1 week only, you get our lowest price ever on a Kenmore large capacity washer and dryer. Save $160 on the pair. Heavy-duty washer with 7 fabric cycles now, $329.99. Matching 3 temperature dryer, $269.99. But hurry, our lowest price ever ends Saturday.
There's more for your life.
Hi, am I caller Ken?
Yeah.
I am?
Yeah.
Great.
You got the money.
Super.
You get it?
Yeah. Oh. Don't we all?
Cindy, $101.
Great.
Yeah, I'm hearing the money song.
Oh, great.
Easy money and more winners on KDWB.
That's great.
It's less talk and more music all the time, especially when you're in that winning frame of mind. 8:15 now at 101 KDWB with Buck and O'Connor.
Can you believe it?
What, did we finally get to change clothes?
I wake up this morning, you know, I haven't been so excited. It's like New Year's Eve and Christmas. And
I woke up this morning and there was flies buzzing.
You know, I bet when I get married, this will be something like my wedding night, won't it?
Yeah, it'll be another 17-year wait.
You really think so? What a great feeling. Clear skies right now on our way to 75 with sunshine. 39 degrees.